Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB, and this is AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, in my own backyard, that's where we are, I am seeing, who does AB see?
Sue Croson.
Hello, Sue. She's like, what are you doing? I'm putting you on the radio. What are we doing here today?
Well, we're in historic Kenwood at Alexis's house making a garden plot. I raised one with irrigation.
But
we're really talking about the Sunday morning market.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah. So tell me what you were saying about the Sunday morning market.
Well, there's some vendors there that are fabulous. And we were just talking about tomato plants and basil plants being put together. We wish we could grow cheese. And I was telling Alexis that, did you know that there's a fresh mozzarella lady there every so often? And it's delicious. She's got burrata, about 5 different types of mozzarella cheese. So if you get to this Sunday morning market in St. Pete High School, every Sunday morning, 10 to 1, you gotta.
I think it's 10 to 2 even.
10 to 2.
Get
early.
Okay,
yeah. Get there early.
But if you get there at 2, you probably are.
Guacamole is delicious. The music's fun. The fresh market. Oh, it's everybody's honey, all kinds of stuff.
And look for the burrata cheese lady. We don't remember her name.
She's not there every week, as not everybody's there every week. They kind of rotate around. Yeah. But if you have a chance to get her mozzarella, get some fresh basil at Alexis's or at Sue's house, maybe some tomatoes.
Plug. Come to our little garden. So tell me a little bit about the garden workshop, because for our listeners, they might not know.
Well, I'm actually kind of new to the garden workshop, but every third Saturday we get together and we do a project in historic Kenwood, generally in the neighborhood. Somebody that needs an alley reworked. Alexis is having a garden reworked. We did a gorilla planting for my plantings on the medians for wildflowers, all kinds of different things. And we get together, little friendship, lots of food.
Lots of food, it looks like. You can hear the sawing in the background of the raised flower bed.
And then we get to go back and see kind of our work. And because we see the people every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks. But it's fun.
And ironically, I feel a little guilty about this. This is my first time coming to the garden workshop.
And you're having people come here to work for you.
Yeah, but maybe this will, inspire. I do a lot of other stuff for the community.
You get to come and get your veggies afterwards.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, we're making that deal on the record, on public radio. Anyone who helped with the garden workshop today can come back for veggies and herbs from this garden anytime.
It's called gorilla eating or something.
Community garden. Here we go, in my backyard.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Bye. See